On the 11th of December 2005, it all came together.
It's a beautiful Illawarra morning, and thank you all for coming. Let me first acknowledge Premier Maurice Yemma, who's come for this important event, Minister for the Illawarra, Dave Campbell, Minister for Roads, Joe Tripodi, my parliamentary colleague, Barry Collier, Member for Miranda, our federal member, local federal member, Sharon Bird, Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress Alex Darling, Mayor Hamilton, fellow councillors, Mike Hammond, Acting CEO of the RTA, Dave Stewart-Watt, Jay Stricker from the RTA as well, representative of the Alliance, other special guests, and more importantly, local school kids from the Illawarra community. My name's Paul McClay, I'm the local state MP, and we'll start the morning very significantly and importantly with Cheryl Davis-Fulcher, who will give us a welcome to country on behalf of the Wadi Wadi people.
Firstly, I would like to acknowledge all our official guests and the community, and especially the school kids that have turned out here today to witness the reopening of Lawrence Hargrave Drive and the official opening of the new Seacliff Bridge. The name Seacliff also has an Aboriginal perspective which can be related to the heritage of my people. The sea is a significant feature of the traditional custodians and as we are known as the saltwater people. The cliff is the face of the escarpment. The escarpment is the natural keeping place for rock shelters that signify the history of the Wadi Wadi people. Congratulations, Mackenzie. The name Seacliff can only be described as unique. What a spectacular view, which makes driving along Lawrence Hargrave Drive, crossing over the new Seacliff Bridge, an absolute pleasure. I acknowledge all who have been involved in the construction of this magnificent bridge. This landmark will be a prominent tourist attraction. This is an historical event and will certainly be talked about in many years to come. Therefore, on behalf of the Wadi Wadi people and the traditional custodians of this land, I welcome you to country. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl, for that important welcome to country. The Premier, Maurice Yemma, is absolutely insistent on being here today because it is such a significant piece of infrastructure for not just the people of Illawarra, but also for New South Wales. The RTA came up with an alliance to come up with a preferred solution which actually took away from the coast to build this magnificent structure called Seacliff Bridge. It's a $49 million agreement with the alliance to come up with a preferred option, which is, as you can see, an iconic, magnificent structure before us. The Premier has taken a certain interest all the way through because of what it means to the local communities. The fact that we have so many school kids here today to be coming across the bridge first is important and is the way that the Premier sees the future of the region and the future of structures like this. So I'd like to hand over to Premier Maurice Yemma.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great day for us all. It's an example of good government action and government listening. Listening to what you've been telling us about ensuring greater safety and better access, of dealing with the issue of the rock slippage and getting some action taken. And we dipped into our state budget for $49 million to build this magnificent bridge. It is a great engineering feat, a very practical solution to what has been a very difficult problem here, and one that's compatible with the environment, and one which will see a reopening, a reuniting of two communities, cutting travelling times, better safety, better access. And Mackenzie, you are part of the history that we're making today. When your family drives along the bridge, you can very proudly say, well, I named that bridge and I'm part of history. Well, we've waited long enough. The engineers have done their work, a smart, excellent design. The workers have done their job. The RTA have done their job, and the community have done their job. The uncertainty is over, the waiting is over, and I now, in the name of the community, very proudly name this bridge Seacliff Bridge and declare it open.
I'm now going to ask Mackenzie Russell to actually stand and unveil the sign for the new Seacliff Bridge. Okay, thank you. Mackenzie's just unveiled the sign and unveiled the plaque with her name very proudly put on there with the details of why she came up with the name. So, school kids, we're going to come along and meet, and then we're going to cut the ribbon, and then the walkers will begin.